The Lord's really sort of upset with his church. I mean, what we call church. And I'm just going to tell you why. I mean, it's so, when he's told me all this, it's real simple. The churches were started out because after the old first Pentecostal wave come through about 100 years, I guess it all fell apart. Well, men started churches on their own. I guess the Catholic Church was going back to first, but it's not really, God has not really been in the church. But because of the church, people like myself and everybody, we think it's holy because it's a church. Oh, you know, you pull your hat off, but it's not that really way. God determines what the spirit is in that, and he does the same with us. See, the biggest church that he had was at way back in the old days, each of the biggest church he ever had. And what a church is a fellowship of people. And none of them made heaven. I mean, they never made promised land. And the Lord spoke to me that it parallels with where we are today. We've heard great religious, but it's all religious. It's not active from the Spirit. So it's been a misrepresentation from very beginning to now. And so now we go into tradition, because tradition always keeps going. And that's what this 23rd chapter of Matthew is about. The Lord assured me this week that he said I was on the right track. And I said, Lord, I said, I feel like I'm a castaway, Lord. Lord says, no, you, his presence comes done right now. Praise God. His presence is glorious. And so I feel his presence so glorious. Thank you. Glory. You know, that's how I made it when I first started out, because when I did it right, that his feeling come over. Thank you. Like when I left that prayer meeting that night, and Lord says, leave. And boy, everybody was just shocked. I mean, were him walking out on a prayer meeting? When I got outside, the Holy Ghost fell all over. He says, this is what it's supposed to be. He let me know. We're supposed to not to worry what people are. We're always, this is individual to where he is. It starts from the beginning in your heart. But some places you go, you got to be careful, because it'll take away that out of your heart because of wrong spirits. And now I understand now why I get sick when I go some places and I feel like I'm going to die. It's because I'm not made to go there. And God is God. You know, and I know I must sound like a reprobate. I don't know what to even describe me, but God has told me that I can be this way because I'm for this day. I know what no one understands. Very few understand it, but I thought I might not even make it. Because when you read this word over and over and over, it plainly says, we must search for the living God. We must leave room for him to come into our lives. It's so easy to get indoctrinated in the patterns of the world. So easy. And then sometimes we deceive ourselves because we go back and daydream a little bit. And we got to quit that, because we've got to keep our mind stayed on him. It's just a forever, we always have to endure, never stop. I don't know why the Lord chose me. I've worked most all my life, so I started out that same way. I thought everybody, if you was a pastor, yeah, I mean, you was, well, you never said anything out of the way. You never did, you know, you had that much reverence. But I understand that it's nice to reverence the position, but you don't reverence the man. It's God's only one who can receive that reverence. I'm glad for the anointing, because I'd have everybody so mixed up with being terrible. I've heard people years ago say, he can't even talk. That's right. I couldn't even hardly do nothing. God gets all the glory. Wow, I feel good.
We want to welcome you on this beautiful Sunday morning. Brother Freedom has been telling us about a prayer meeting where the Holy Ghost told him to leave. And I was at that prayer meeting. It was a bad spirit there. It was a human spirit. And all of a sudden I heard the door click and looked up, and Brother Freedom was gone because the Holy Ghost told him to leave. I just wanted to let you know that when the Lord says something, it's right. Thank you for joining us. We're one day closer to the return of the Lord, and we're all one day closer to that checkout day, whatever it is in our life, when the timer bell rings and it's time to stand before the Lord. We hope you're here getting prepared for the whatever day we're going to face. It's going to be more time over there than here. We want to be right with Him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you for providing Jesus, your Son, and the Holy Ghost, the Comforter. Thank you for anointing Brother Freedom. We're so glad Brother Freedom is feeling the wonderful presence of the Holy Ghost. We want to feel your presence, Lord. We love you. We need you. We desire you. We seek you. Touch us all in this room and touch the hearers out across the internet. Thank you for the internet, Lord. We believe you're using it. We give you praise and honor in Jesus' name. Micah has some scripture that Brother Freedom has selected, and my wife Jan will also pray. Praise the Lord.
This is Matthew chapter 23, starting in verse 1. Then spake Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. And therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do. But do not ye after their works, for they say and do not. For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. But all their works they do for to be seen of men. For they make broad their phylacteries, and enlarge the borders of their garments, and love the uppermost rooms at feasts, and the chief seats in the synagogues." And then down, starting again in verse 25, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For ye make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because ye build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous." And then verse 36 says, "Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation." Then in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, starting in verse 1, it says, "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you I told you these things? And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them a strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned, who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." Lord, thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for your word, Lord. Help us to love your word, to love your truth, Lord, that we wouldn't be deceived. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we do thank you for this day, and we do thank you for your precious word. Help us to remain steadfast in your word and holding on to the truth that you've given to us. Thank you for your precious anointing on Brother Freedom, and help us to have our ears open to your word and to what he has to say to us today. We give you glory and praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. Father, we just praise you and we thank you for this very special day. I thank you that you're more real than anything that we can imagine, because you made everything that we see. You made the air, the sunshine, the rain, all parts of this world that we see is human beings You made it all. And then, in turn, you made us after your image, your likeness. And you made it possible that we could be your heirs that would live for you through each... I can't imagine. It's beyond anybody's... And living somewhere that's... We can't imagine how beautiful, how wonderful, with no sin, no troubles there. Lord God, you're so... You're worthy of all praise. Your word says, I will bless you at all times. Your praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast, Lord. Be humble, shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord of me. I sought the Lord and I heard thee. And you said, you shall deliver us from all of the things that we face. Lord, we thank you for your promises. We thank you for your inspired word. I thank you that you're so real. And you're going to come back very back. And only Jesus didn't even know the hour that your word says. But we know the season. And Father, we believe we're in that time. When that time frame when you're going to come back. And Lord, I just say again, I love you so much. I praise you. We've had such a good time together at times. Oh Lord, seeing those trees do what they did. Seeing impossible things I've seen. I know the men of old have seen a lot, but I've seen a lot too. And I praise you that you're real. And how the world, the church world thinks that I'm a zero. And you told me that's what they'd say. You way back then, it's going to see, that's what they wouldn't see nothing in me. And that's right, Father. I should never wanted them to. But it's you that I love. And I praise you this day. And I think that you'll touch the remnant that's left. That's waiting this day. Lord, I pray that you'll divinely call many, 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 and many souls will be saved, many people will be healed, many lives touched by your divine power from your intervention that comes from God the Father, God the Son, by the Holy Ghost. And I pray that you'll give great deliverance this day throughout this land. Lord, I pray for this land of America that's so bound by tradition, so bound by vexing and seducing spirits, all the evilness. And then, but you know, and your word says there's going to be a great cleansing, a great renewing of this land. And that's before us this day. And we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus to all glory, to all praise. Amen and amen and amen. We're living in a day that's close to the coming of our Lord. The 36th verse of this 23rd chapter spoke out so vividly to me. Verily, I say to you, all these things shall come upon this generation. Why would he say this generation when he was in that generation back there? Because the whole Bible, much of it, if you take an enlargement from Genesis, it speaks about this generation. They're similar many places. A great falling away. The weather changing. I heard two or three times yesterday about how many $1 billion Katrina cost. How many $1 billion all these, America doesn't have a clue what's going on. Yes, these tragedies. But the reason is, he says, kids wake up. Your kids are still sleeping. They're looking for things. But things ain't gonna get it. It's him. He is not a thing. He is God. He wants us to live here, but our attention's on him. He wants us to have fun here. He wants us to humor you sometimes. He wants to bless you. We're so stiff-necked in tradition that we forget that God is God. Every day is new with him. Tradition's old stuff every day. But God's new stuff every day. He has no old thing. The old things are passed away. And his eternal heaven is forever and ever and ever. It doesn't die. Everything that we do in life, it actually dies. The grass dies. The trees die. The rain, water even gets polluted. Everything is getting for a rehearsing. This earth needs to be totally cleansed. A washing. And that's what it's supposed to be. You know, Lord showed me this the other day too. When we work hard, we don't have to work hard. Just, we have to wash, clean, cleanse ourselves all the time, or we start getting where we can't stand ourselves. And nobody else can stand us. That's the same attitude that we should have as a child of God. We need a re-cleaning every day. especially if you're in a polluted land. That's what it means coming out from be separate. You're in this world, but your deeds, your mind is not in this world. You're praying for the world, but you're praying to help them, but yet in turn, you're looking thankful for that eternal power that's in your heart. It gives you a direction that's higher for the cause, that you'll walk in the faith, because your faith is in the living God, the one that created you in his likeness, that presented himself to you that you might become a vessel that could pray, to praise, to live righteously, but yet not a like these ones that's living in hypocrisy. We read that first chapter. We see this scribes and Pharisees. They become the religious leaders that took Jesus out. They wanted Jesus destroyed. And they're the ones, yes, Satan was in it, but it's through their hands. Satan, yes, proclaimed it. But the Bible said if he'd have known what was going to take place, he would not let it happen even. Because when Jesus just brought Jesus up to place, hey, Satan, you've had your punches right now, but wait till I die upon that cross. The Father's going to make it sure that I come back, and I'll tell you, I'm going to get you. Because him dying on the cross, that began his authority. He killed all the principal powers of darkness. There could be no power, only what the Lord would let him have. That's when you become a new child of God. You've got all power. Pots of the Word of God gives you all power, but why don't load it on you? Because many of us get puffed up, hard to be handled, pride gets in all these parts. That's why we have to continually pray. Our bodies are not made to work in the standing that we are. It takes the power of God in our lives that we don't get that stain of guilt, of sin. We walk in His direction, not in the philosophy of the world. The philosophy of the world is go out and do to others as you don't want, as you can get to them. But it's God's philosophy, you love one another as you become the example. You become one that's His center is on the Lord. And you don't go around and bragging about it. You don't even say anything most of the time, because nowadays it's foolish. God wants us to walk directed by a secret way that the world doesn't know anything about. It's the Holy Spirit. That's why every child of God needs this personality of Him within you. And the more you exercise this personality that's in you, the powerful you, that's when you start growing. See, our growth, we say we don't want to, it talks about being puffed up. So the Christian sits back, well, I'll just not do nothing, now I won't be puffed up. No, you sit back, you just die. You gotta spend some time, somehow, a little bit, growing a little bit with the Lord. There's nothing to read John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Then, as you start expounding on other scriptures with that, it gives you, now unto Him is able to exceedingly abundantly all be cast for faith according to the power that works within us. Greater is He that's in us. You start enlarging and these, and you take them to truth. You say, God don't speak. Yes, He speaks through His Word all the way. You have to work with the Lord a while before He'll speak to your heart very much. And even then, He lets you know. Most every Christian, He lets you know what's right from wrong. He's told you because it's right. He doesn't have to get back here and just spank you every time you leave. He wants you to walk according to your conscience. God put a conscience in here. It's by the Spirit. It says abstain from all appearance of evil. What's that mean? Well, it means that if it's evil, if it's something that feels like a satanic, stay away from it. Come out from under it doesn't mean that you got to separate it yourself. No, it's yourself. It's your mind. It's your words. Your language speaks godly. You don't have to, I don't know how to explain this, but the Lord showed me. We don't have to sugarcoat our words to the place that it becomes like a feminine. But we have to walk in victory. That means plain. and let our words be few. Few is something that you're, when few, you're not looking out here just to slander a word out. Many times we slander with our language. We slander with our actions. We slander with our emotions. Sometimes a look can be very treacherous. And that's why I have to work on that, because people say, oh, I don't mean to be. We all fail in these areas. Sometimes we've had a hard day and we say, oh, God says such a smile. But this comes from the hidden things that's in the heart. And the Sadducees and the Pharisees went around and liked to pray with great words of that the world all knew what they were. And you know, I think that's what we try to do as Christians. We want the world to know that I'm just hotsy-totsy. And we're not hotsy-totsy without the Lord. Faith coming by hearing and reading the word. But it says that in Thessalonians that Satan comes in the day to actually be in the churches. That's what it says. It's right. I've seen things he's done. It had to be him. Let no man deceive you by anything that day not come upon you, except there comes a falling away first, that the man of sin be revealed. See, that's where the gift of discernment is so needed. That's a gift of God. The gifts are to be distributed to the child of God. If you start growing, then God gives you a certain gift and helps you to broaden the body with the church. The church is because of the gifts out there. Everybody doesn't have the same gifts. Some have the gift of healing, some have the gift of discernment, gift of faith, all these tongues, interpretation. All these are gifts by the Spirit. But when you say that your church cannot have the giver of the gifts, then you get defeated because you have no more. It's like you go to the store, you buy groceries and food, and pretty soon they says, well, you can't go down here no more and have any more groceries. Because the Holy Ghost is what feeds you spiritually. And anytime you cut him off, and so to make this cover up, then you get out and Satan says, he's just no good. He lets you know that you don't need him anyway. It gets to be a cover up with him because he wants to be the center of attraction. He's jealous of God. He doesn't want God the Father, God the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost lives within you. He can't get to you. He's guarding you. He's directing you. He won't manipulate you because he can't manipulate God. God and the Holy Ghost are together. The three in one. But that's what happens. That's why there starts no healing in your churches. Nothing. It's all done from the mind. And you can try to do this with your mind. Your mind gets way out of center of God. And the service get dry. They get way off of balance. God's here to eliminate the problem of why you have those kind of days. Lord can give you a good day every day of your life. You might walk through the terrible things of strife, but if you'll walk carefully with him as your side, praise God, you'll not walk alone. You'll have peace that passes all understanding. The joy of the Lord can be your strength. And without the joy of the Lord, we shrivel up. We get like you ever see prunes that get dry? They're shriveled. But we get shriveled up too. We harden. We get as zombies walking through God's country. This is God's country everywhere you go. And it said in the Word of God, Jesus plainly said, let your light so shine before men that they might see your good works and glorify your Father. That's our Father, which is heaven. Pretty plain. I mean, this is really a plain, this morning it's a real plain message. But they don't seem to get many takers of it. It doesn't work when you quit feeding yourself in that grocery store. Like going back to what I just said. When you stop all the food intake, it's very vital in keeping your body going. You have to have water so many days, but food you can go with water, but within 30 days, you're probably pretty much a washout. And some of these churches I've seen, years, no move of the Spirit. I'm not judging. God's going to judge. But you can see what's happening. They have no, they don't know. I'll guarantee you, when I first started out, I prayed in that language when I, for 3 hours straight, at time, 4 hours straight. When I got the job, I knew what was going to take place when we got there. God's that powerful. I drove to 528, just came out of the shop, and it had a, they thought, an engine problem. Because they just did the transmission, and it wouldn't pull. And I walked up, and they said, well, you're late getting here, because I said, yeah, I went to Full Gospel Ministry bread and breakfast this morning. They said, well, you're going to be in trouble. The Lord says, put your hand on the transmission filter. The Lord already told me, don't look at the engine. Put my hand on it, and I could see immediately. I don't know how you say, how do you see, but I can see that stator inside of that torque converter. And this 528, the splines had split. No more. The splines were gone. Broken. So there was no power to be delivered. But God knew exactly where it would be. When he told me that morning, I want you to pray for this girl. 3 hours before time, when he started dealing with me, at 5 o'clock, he let me know it was going to happen at 8 o'clock, around 8 o'clock. Well, I didn't know where she was from, but I knew, afterwards I knew, she was on her way to school. I was on my way to work. Yet we crossed the path at a certain spot. There's going to be a series of big trees, and one of them, that was going to be her downfall. And I said, Lord, I've got to turn off here. He says, yeah, I know it. Look right now. Now there was. She could have been killed. She would have been killed. But I prayed in the Holy Ghost. God's powerful. God's here to enable us that we might walk in this last hours being directed by His Holy Spirit. If you're not grown the place that you know, but you'll just know exactly if it's right or wrong. You don't have to worry. If you make the wrong, you're going to feel it when you come against the Spirit of God. I'm just trying to teach you by the will of God that you can come. We all make mistakes. So if you make a mistake, don't cut yourself down. Because many of you are about all God has anymore. There's many that's missing. Now I'm not judging, but they may make it to the, I don't know anything about it. Only God. But I do know that we, as God's people, need God's presence in our life day by day, because we're living a day that's never been before. Vexing spirits, seducing spirits, doctrines of devils. And then shall the wicked shall be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. See, God is all powerful. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but power. God's here to not to give you the spirit of fear. Fear is opposite of faith. And that's why we have to walk in faith to be delivered of fear. Fear has torment. Fear has things that bring us, destroys our whole makeup. Fear will actually take our life. That's when the heart attacks, they've proven fear will cause a heart attack. Fear will, your body cannot stand a lot of things it can't handle. Fear is one of the, in war in Korea, when a person gets fearful, he has it. That's trauma. These bodies are made by God himself. And his love will surround you, gives you a peace that nothing but you can have. He will take care of you personally. His eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf whose hearts is made perfect toward him. Shock is one of the things that in battle, it's fatal. Shock be, can be. But God can bring you out of shock. He can do all these things that he can do. He's very special. In the Old Testament, many times, Israel was faced with wrong things. People that warred against them and all these things. And the Lord, when they lived for the Lord, they was always victorious. When they wasn't living with the Lord, they was losing. And that's the way it is in life. But we've doctored up nowadays. We say as long as you go to church, it's okay. What I want to bring out today, you better be careful. Make sure that church has got the Spirit of the Lord in. I'm not saying speak in tongues, but at least the Spirit of the Lord. There has to be the power of God that there to energize, to help you, to direct you in every day, because the power of darkness is everywhere. He's coming in like a consuming spirit in this last days. He wants to kill, destroy, and steal. But God, Jesus coming, you might have life and have more abundant life. Abundant life is through the power of God, through the glory of God, the witness of God's Spirit upon you. All His mighty hand be upon you, that you cannot be detoured by any power by Him. He's a consuming spirit. And when we get to this way that we don't need Him, I know how God feels. They tell, let me know. He can't stand it when the enemy is in our life. It hurts Him. He understands that we can get that way, but He wants to bring us out of it. And He knows that we'll still make mistakes. It's a growing process. That's why the Bible says, chain of a child when he's young, he'll not depart. A child and the way she's going when he's young, he'll not depart when he gets old. Because you grow into a greater vessel. You get more, your muscles get, spiritual muscles get more strong. You don't get where you flinch a lot. Like when you ever go to the shot at M1, they say, don't flinch. Just squeeze it off. We flinch so much that we lose what we're aiming for. The enemy comes to kill, destroy, and steal, but God comes to give life and more abundant things. Abundant life is in God. And truly, heaven is going to be abundant life, but I believe we have to have a little bit of that abundant life here to get to there. I pray that God will bless you this day, inspire you this day, enrich you this day. Oh Lord, not be like the Pharisees and the Sadducees, all the self-righteous people, but take on that performance of humbleness. Yes, show thee, O man, what is good, what does the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with our God. Very, very special scripture. He has showed us what is good. What does the Lord require of us? To do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with our God. It's a mouthful, but we have to live that. Try to. God bless you. I pray that God will bless you this day, Father, enrich your life. God will prosper you, keep you in a divine power. I pray that He'll heal your bodies, touch you, give you a direction in whatever your business is. He'll bless you, give you a clarity of your mind. Oh, and that's one of the things that I want to bring out, that God takes our minds and cleans them where we make right decisions. We do the right thing. When we get to where we don't make the right, we say, why did I do that? Because you wasn't thinking clearly. A lot of times it's just we don't think clearly. Why did I say that? Because I wasn't thinking clearly with the spiritual things of God. We are to guard our minds. We're to have the love of God upon us. Let this mind be in you, which is Christ Jesus. Renewing our minds. We might prove what is that good and perfect day. God wants us to renew our thoughts in Him, our vows in Him. That's why I used to like to quote Scripture, because quoting Scripture had a way of cleansing my mind. Oh, I can do all things through Christ, which strength. My God shall supply all my needs according to riches which are in glory. Now unto Him is able to do exceedingly abundantly all the ask or think according to the power of the works of Him. I used to go on for, I don't know, probably all day, and it helped. It's like a prayer meeting, though it's different. And God sees it, because you're feeding yourself with His what He is. You're eating it. You're taking it into you. It becomes part of you. It satisfies it. And we as God's people need to be satisfied. I'm going to close on that. We need to be satisfied. Are you satisfied out there today? If you're satisfied in your life, then it's okay. But if you're not satisfied, I can tell you that Jesus is the answer. God will never leave you. He'll help you to be satisfied in Him. God bless you all. Amen, amen, amen.
Thank you for joining us. And you know, if you hunt around on the website, you'll find a place where Brother Freedom's most often quoted scriptures are, and it goes on for pages, and it'll just build you just reading those scriptures. Thank you for joining us. You have a wonderful day.